This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast episode? Whatever. Who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rip. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
One's ready. I'm staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Took this girl to work, she saying have a real job. Like that dick you had last night, baby, I worked real hard. Simple motherfuckers telling me hard is criminal. Niggas you thought was hard, you point out your liquor for. Years ago, I thought I was hard. In high school fighting, I'm the hardest man working in show business. Handle your business and shut the fuck up.
One too many niggas got cars and no land.
One too many niggas with cash and no plan.
It's one too many niggas just trying to MC.
That's one too many niggas coming up to me.
That's one too many niggas.
One too many niggas. One too many niggas. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flam, representing the White Pan Society, and I got to start out like I always do by thanking you first and foremost for taking whatever time out of your day to come chill with me, listen to my random ramblings, whatever it is I do here. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do greatly appreciate that. Had to start with that one because this is going to be episode one of a new series. You know, I did the whole plugs I met, and so now we into the niggas I know section. So I started with with some Chi-Town rap, because I got a brother from the Chi on here. So I had to do the common One Too Many Niggas. That's one of my favorite joints. But anyway, before we get into that, you know what I got to do first? The chef release reports.
Out of Pepe.
Yes, sir, I am. I don't really have a lot. It hasn't been too long since I gave you the last one. But I went to soccer practice, you know, for chef release this afternoon. And I realized I got to step my dad game up, right? So I get there. I feel like I'm a good, like, soccer dad. I got it all planned out. I have my chair, and, you know, I know the, you know, what to wear, and I got my comfortable shoes. I got my water bottles and all that. Like, I got my supplies. I'm not a rookie to this soccer dad game. But I seen some shit today that fucked me up and realized, like, I got to step it up. This dude had, like, one of the portable, foldable chairs, but it was a rocking chair. It had hydraulics and everything on this shit. Like, it was mad advanced, and I was like, damn, though. Like, I felt like a pauper. Like, I felt out of place. Like, I ain't doing enough if I ain't got the rocker with the hydraulics. And I started looking at them online, like Amazon and stuff, and them joints run like $60-$70. Like, that's a lot to pay for a chair, but I don't know. I might have to do it. I'm trying to debate on it, because I've also wanted to buy like a tent, because it get hot out there in the summer, and one of them little, like, I don't know, whatever you call them, awning-type tent joints. But the petty in me is, like, if I buy that, like, that's not just for me. Other people are going to be included in that comfort. And I will spend money for my own comfort, but me spending money for other people's comfort, especially, like, ex-wife and her new husband, no diss to y'all, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a mental hurdle. I'm trying to get over it. I will one day. You know, I realize I need to do it because I'm competitive, and I feel like I need to compete a little bit with stepdad. And it's not a real competition, stepdad, if you're listening, because obviously you won, nigga. I'm just trying to make it, like, not a blowout. Like, I'm trying to make it, like, you know how I say that the difference between each of us is not that big. I might have to close the gap and buy the tent so I can stunt a little bit at soccer games and practice. But the hydraulic rocking chair might come first. But, yeah, I got to step my dad game up. And that's really all I got for the chef release report.
Out of Pepe.
Yes, sir. All right. So I got two people on here for the niggas I know. One is a nigga y'all should know by now. Been on the show twice. I got the homie Raw Sass. What's good with you?
What's poppin', Slime? Hey, so every time I come on your show or I hear your show, you let me know that you're a little bit blacker every single time. and I appreciate that, right? The fact that in my mind, I used to say to myself, I'm a petty-ass nigga. And then I met you, cuz. I don't think I'm petty no more. I think I'm a regular-ass motherfucker. This nigga just said he ain't buying a tent because somebody else gonna want to sit under that motherfucker.
I'm super petty. I'm super petty. And, like, yeah, like, me spending my money so you can enjoy some shit. Like, I know I'm fucked up. God is still working on me. I'm a work in progress.
Like, nigga, I know you hot, but get the fuck out of here type shit. Like,
right. Like, do I know you? Do I know you know you? Are we cool? Are we cool enough for you to be in my tent?
It's fucked up. Also, I never told you, that fucking beat on your intro is fire too, son. That beat is fire. I don't know who made that beat, but that shit is fire. And I wouldn't mind putting some bars on it if you want to let me have that joint.
I wish I had it. I paid for that intro on Fiverr. I paid some dude like $40 or something to go scrub my episodes, find some clips, put them in there, and make an intro out of it. And that's what he sent back. So that's all I got.
Crazy.
But this next dude is new to the show. First time having him on. I've been on his show a couple times. We've been trying to link up to have him here, but I put that on me. You know, we haven't been able to make it work out.
Pause.
Pause, nigga.
There we go.
Facts.
He over there giving me the
you know you about to be face. Hitting that button a lot tonight.
I got it. It's on deck. It's on deck. Matter of fact.
Pause, nigga.
For that one. I'm not even sure, but we just going to do it. But yeah, he over there giving me the strong face. Y'all can't see him, but I can. He giving me the strong, angry face for some reason. I'm not exactly sure why, but I got my man Big Smash from Bet the House. What's good with you, brother?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Nah, we not. Come on, brother. We not doing that.
It is an honor to be here, to be on the inaugural Niggas That I Know show. I guess I wasn't good enough for the Plugs That I Know show, but... You know, it is.
He can't even say the name right.
It is an honor. It is an honor to be here in all this greatness right now. You know, my name is Big Smash. I am host of a small time podcast we like to call Bet the House. I used to be a rapper, you know, proud black father. You know, I'm everywhere and nowhere at all at the same time. You know, it's nice to be here, man. I don't get out often, so it's nice. It's nice that when you get invited, you know, you take advantage of it, you know.
I'm glad we made it happen, man. I'm glad we finally made it happen.
You gonna stop using my slogan too, nigga.
He still everybody shit. Like everybody Facts. Intro.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Look at this motherfucker. He on the roll already.
I had to have you two on here together because y'all about to do something big, something major. I don't know if everybody is ready for it, but we
They really not. I
they
guarantee don't. You, we probably gonna get she probably gonna feel like, you know what, we gotta put y'all on in the late night when.
so when I talk to her. When I first talked to her, she was saying she was thinking about putting our show on during the daytime. And I said, yeah, that's not going to be a good idea. Like, I said, yeah, that's not a good idea. Like, we need to be like 9 o'clock or later. We need to be like when the kids go to sleep type shit. We are not niggas that you play during your motherfucking midday meal.
If we really, really put our mind to it, we could be a daytime show. We could do
it. Nigga, first of all, I'm not thinking that hard. You already know that shit.
First of all, I appreciate you for switching off that whole brother to the night voice. We weren't going to do that for a whole episode. When ain't nobody in here snapping. Ain't no poetry slams happening tonight. But for those that don't know, Opulence Radio is back in full effect right now. And a few of us have been lucky enough to, you know, have some content, you know, on that radio platform. My show is a part of Self Care Sundays, and I may have something else happening on Fridays. You know, that's all being worked out. You know, I know Raw, you got a show. What is your Monday, Tuesday? Tuesday, 9 o'clock?
So the Smash and Raw show going to be Monday nights, I do believe 9 o'clock. And then when I got the All on the Table happy hour on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock.
At 9 o'clock. All right. See, y'all prime time. I think I'm like...
Hey man, y'all big time, man. I just, you know, I'm hoping that when y'all, before y'all blow up, to get y'all John Hancock's mask, because they're going to be worth some money.
First of all, pause on that.
But nah, man, y'all, at least y'all got prime time. No diss, Amron. Like, I love and respect you. Y'all got prime time slots. I still
we not gonna be prime time for long. I can still tell you now.
Rep for being so safe. They got me on mic.
Raw's gonna say some ridiculous shit that's gonna in return make me say some ridiculous shit, and
vice versa, motherfucker. And vice versa.
So yeah. Me and Raw, we was just sitting back and we came up with this idea. You know, and the name, you know, we put it all together.
So y'all came up with the name. Y'all came up with the name. That's the story that we, that's the narrative that we're going to push today. I want my percentage. It's cool. tell people what they can expect from the Smash and Raw show. Like, people may know Raw on this, on my show a little bit because you've been on here a couple of times, but they don't know. And be the real Smash. Don't pull the bullshit.
I think what they're going to get is a mixture of All on the Table and Bet the House. That's my show. Over there on Bet the House, we just don't give a fuck. We don't care about your opinions. We don't care. You know, we're not afraid to go there. And I think now that you have two motherfuckers that really just don't care. Like, we don't care about your opinions. We don't care about what your mama gonna feel like, what your daddy gonna feel like, what your baby mama like. We don't care. You got two niggas that just don't care.
He didn't say it like he normally said.
Huh?
No, I'm glad he didn't. See, you had to say something. Your show was safe, and you fucked it up.
At this point where we just don't give a fuck. We gonna give y'all the real. And, you know, if you don't like it, cool. But we're gonna say something in that show that's gonna make you be like, you know what? These motherfuckers crazy. But they got a point. Facts. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's Facts. The beauty of it, like, because I've always felt like the microphone is my safe haven. Like, I get to say what the fuck I want to. Like, in the library, they tell you, be quiet, pick books up. At work, they tell you, just shut up and do your work. In church, they tell you, pay attention to the pastor. On this microphone, I can say whatever the fuck I want to, when I want to, how I want to. Can't nobody tell me to shut the fuck up. So,
see, the crazy part is I don't need a mic. I'm going to say what the fuck I want regardless.
Yeah.
And I piss people off in real life. So yeah. If y'all think that I'm not going to piss people off on my show, then y'all got the wrong motherfucker.
Real topics. Y'all going to get some life stories because I got hella stories.
The crazy thing is you ask what can people expect. And I'm going to be honest with you. Fucking with niggas like us, you never know. You can't expect anything. Yep. We can't even expect what's going to happen.
Don't expect that wholesome, loving positivity. Oh, no. We're going to bring everybody together. Kumbaya. Nah, you're not going to get that. No. I'm sorry.
No, if you ain't worth shit, we're going to say you ain't shit. Niggas and bitches. Jews, spicks, wops, niggas. It don't matter.
Yep.
If you ain't shit, right. You ain't shit. My bad, I forgot you can't say shit like that with the white pants. Nobody safe.
Nobody's safe.
It's been done now. It's been done.
Nobody's safe. No topic is off limits. Nobody's safe. That goes from all the letters in the alphabet down to Z. We don't care.
Facts.
Y'all niggas on a quest to get canceled early. Like, just not even truly.
I keep telling y'all I'm waiting to see canceled next to my name because that's when I know I'm about to blow the fuck up.
I have been canceled before, so I could tell you this is like the fifth reincarnation of Big Smash because I've been canceled quite a few times, okay?
When people cancel you, a million people go watch your shit to find out why. I need y'all to cancel me. Cancel me, motherfucker.
They like every season Smash got a new crew he fucking with, and it's a reason for that, like. I've been canceled by a lot of podcasters, and I honestly don't give a fuck. So, whatever. This is how I ended up with Flan and Roe and Draymond and everybody else because, shit, I've circled this podcast globe quite a few times. You know?
I didn't know these niggas in season one. I feel like you're saying I'm at the bottom of the barrel somewhere and you've fallen this far and now you've ended up with me. That's what the fuck I heard.
No, you know what? There is no bottom of the barrel, brother, because I'm reaching my hand down to help you up because the next person didn't help me up. So now I got to pass down what I know to my fellow brethren. And, you know, because my deity said that, you know,
You made him say it.
To give out a heart is to give out a heart. So, not sure what the hell that meant, but whatever.
Yeah. All right, all right. So yeah, you're gonna stop all it, cause this is what Smash does to me, right? I know a different dude. Like I've heard him. He been a little bit of Smash, but he been on here trying to be all deep. The show gonna be like this. The mic is my refuge, and that's where
I go. Hey, Flynn, pause, man.
Pause, man.
I don't even know what I did, but fuck.
Anyway. He trying to be deep.
Definitely trying to be deep.
But this what I ask. Anywhere else I'm around Smash, it's just pure recklessness. It's pure just this nigga bull in the China shop.
I'm telling you, it's something about your show, yo. Like you
Here's the thing. You never get a second chance to make a good first impression. So this episode, he might get normal, cool, calm, and collected Smash.
Yo, you know what's bad? I purposely sometimes give off a bad impression the first time just to see how motherfuckers is going to react to it the second time they see me, because I'll be a completely different motherfucker just for the hell of it. I just like fucking with people, so I do dumb shit like that.
Yeah.
Just to fuck with people head.
But I think what it is, too, is, right, I used to be a podcast dot.
You know what I'm saying?
This nigga.
So basically,
this nigga's terminology is ridiculous. And y'all talking about y'all wonder what's going to happen on the show.
I basically would come on to your show for nothing. Even if I didn't know about your show, everybody was getting me on their show, and it's because they already knew what they was getting. So I had to tone that down a little bit. So now I don't even do guest appearances like this. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's the crew. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers can't get me, man. So I was definitely a podcast thought, though. I ain't gonna lie. I was on everybody's shit.
I'm honored to have earned a Big Smash appearance. I don't, you know, saying right. that.
It's an appearance. It's not a Big Smash rub, because you're doing pretty well over here. So it's just an appearance. It's not a rub.
Keep them rubs.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question real quick. I know this your show, Flan, and you don't like people like fucking with your shit and interrupting, you know, the way you do things when you do things. But you know, I'm here and I'm rude and I'm ignorant. So it is what it is. This is why I'm on the niggas, you know. You know what I'm saying? I want to know. Yeah, I want to know, right? Because so for the last week, I've been reaching out to motherfuckers because people like in these little podcast groups, like, oh, I want to be a guest on people's show. So I'm reaching out, yo, come on the show, talk some shit with me. You know what I mean? The first thing they say is, what's the topic? And I'm like, why the fuck do you need to know? Why does it matter? Why are people so afraid to take a chance on shit?
Because a lot of these podcasters are not really podcasters, man.
I know
they're not really podcasters. They can't think on their feet. They have to know what the topic is and all of that. Because
they gotta walk in the door with a script and all of that shit.
Yeah, 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 yeah. See, one thing about me, I'm not gonna do that. I don't tell nobody no topics. You'll know the topics when you pull up to the show.
Facts.
I've never given out topics. It just rubs me the wrong way, because honestly, I've been that type of person. Like, whatever we gonna talk about, we gonna talk about it. And they be trying to, I think when people do that, they be trying to see really just what kind of show they walking into. You know what I'm saying?
Go watch your episode. My thing is, if you invite me on your show, I'm going to watch it. Even if I never seen your show before, I'm going to check out an episode or two. Just to see the type of motherfucker you are. You know what I mean? And I don't really care about the topic, because I just like to talk my shit.
Facts.
But the whole thing is, you can't say that you want to collab with people, but I only want to collab like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you only have one side of you. That's the thing I don't get. Like, you really only got one side of your personality. You know what I mean? Like, you should be able to talk about a bunch of different shit. I can go on a sports podcast, a music podcast. Shit, I can go on a fucking gospel podcast and still talk my shit.
Hey, man.
I had a whole motherfucking pastor on my show.
We did. You know? I know, listen, I was on the show, and I had never, and this is what I really had to learn myself. This dude had me come on his show, right? and he started talking about mushrooms. Psychedelic mushrooms and shit. I had no knowledge of none of this shit. Like, dog, I don't do this shit. I don't even know why we're here. But I played it all so smooth, you would think that I knew what the fuck I was talking about. Because, again, I'm one of those, like, I've been around motherfuckers that do that shit, but I've never did it. So, but Flan, man, what's happening, man? What you bring us here for, man? The niggas that you know.
I'm gonna ask y'all for some nigga advice in a minute, but just on that, like, I know for me, I guess I do have a certain like reputation or a certain brand or something that I've built, and that sometimes I do want to know the time. One, it's certain conversations I'm tired of having, like. And I just, in the black podcasting community, if I could just speak to the delegation real quick.
Like, go ahead, brother.
It's a million motherfucking things to talk about. It's a million fucking facts. Things to talk about. Like, diversify your bonds, nigga. Like, we don't all have to have the same conversation over preach. And over again. You know what I'm saying? And so sometimes, like, I don't want to come on there and talk about that again. Or, like, preach. Or try to have to be the voice. I don't always want to be the voice of reason. But sometimes I want to say some reckless shit too. But sometimes the topics be so out of pocket and people be going so far with it that I feel like somebody got
to represent. I swear I be wanting to say some reckless shit.
Honestly, that's why I don't do like trending topics. I don't talk about trending topic shit. I don't talk about what happened this week or whatever's going on in the news or oh, this person shot this person. Let's talk about it. Fuck no. Y'all talk about that shit. I don't even give a fuck about it. What the fuck am I going to talk about it for? You know what I mean? Like, I watched 3 podcasts, right, in a day, and all 3 of them motherfuckers was talking about the Angel Reese chick. And it was like, all right, fucking ESPN already drugged that shit into the mud. Like, what the every sportscaster drug it in the mud. What the fuck do you need to bring that shit on your regular, regular ass podcast for?
But you see, a lot of creators are not creative.
That's the problem right there.
A lot of them are just going off what they think everybody want to hear instead of actually just being themselves. I hate that shit. Be your motherfucking self.
They ain't themselves. They ain't not being themselves. They ain't themselves. They don't even know who the fuck they are.
Like, take the whole Chris Rock, Will Smith shit. I heard about 100 episodes about that shit, and that shit was like 2 days old. Like, that was everybody conversation, and they were saying the same shit.
Facts.
Like, it wasn't no different. Like, they were saying, oh, well, I would have did this. If it was me, he wouldn't have did that. Well, shit, what the fuck did he do to him? Why he didn't hit him back? If you going to do trending topics, at least have your own twist to it.
If I speak on something that's trending, it's because I feel like there's a piece of the conversation missing. I need to add something.
Facts.
Other than that, like, yeah, I'm good on it.
And then niggas be out here stealing other people content and shit, and then acting like they so. It's like the memes on Instagram or Facebook. Everybody, you see a meme that you like, and then you go copy it word for word like you came up with the shit. Like, nigga, yeah. I seen this shit posts ago, nigga.
Instead of screenshotting and sharing like everybody else, you want to type the shit out. Like, like you special, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. You just went through all that extra ass effort for no fucking reason.
Nah, everybody
like, here like you so profound, nigga. Like, nigga, no, yeah. I seen that shit. 5 people done posted that same shit, nigga.
And you mad because ain't nobody commenting on your shit. Nigga, they just commented on 35 other people's
shit. It ain't like
shit.
You changed the words a little bit or added something to it. You went word for word.
Facts.
All right, but this is what I brought y'all on here for, because I need some, like, real nigga advice. I got Philly and Chicago represented here, so I know I might get a decent perspective.
All right.
Raw has heard about this. I don't know if you had Smash, but like, I'm at war with my next door neighbors. These niggas is they not even niggas, but they out of pocket. Like, they just crazy out of pocket. At this point, I am convinced, and no disrespect to the recovery community, because you know I love y'all. I'm a part of you. I'm part of the community. I love y'all. But it's either a fucking meth colony living next door to me, or they vampires. It's one of the two. I can't really figure this shit out. I've only seen one of them. It's multiple one of them in there, because I hear them out on the balcony talking. I've only seen one of them during the daytime. He might be the Renfield type nigga, like going out and abducting motherfuckers and bringing them home for breakfast or something. I only seen one of them, but they only active like after midnight, like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. They blasting music. I can smell like the weed and stuff coming through my vents. They up on the balcony, drunk, crying, having dumbass weird conversations that I'm weird for sitting here listening to for whatever reason. But I'm trying to figure what. How would you approach living next to people that's
All right,
down?
So let me tell you. Okay, here's what I would do. Have you tried going over there to introduce yourself and partake in the activities? That way you can surveillance the land. See what scope the land out.
So the problem for me is that, you know, like I'm sober. Like alcohol was my thing. You know, weed was never a problem for me. But like I don't fuck around with anything right now because I know how I am. If I like it, I get over there. They might get me turned out on some shit. Like just I hit the blunt one time.
First
and all
off, don't ever say that shit again.
Boys, nigga.
Exactly.
You know, but you know, things could go super left for me. On a contact, I'm not even.
Okay, so
I definitely was gonna say the same thing. Like, first off, you kind of gotta be like, kind of not be Joe with it, but be like, yo, what's up with y'all? Like,
so
you know what I mean?
What you working with?
So yeah, so now it could be one of those situations. Like, listen, Playboy, y'all, you know what I mean? Y'all getting a little out of pocket with it. Like, you know what I mean? Tone it down a little bit, nigga. Trying to sleep at night.
Now,
after you try to be cool and they still ODing on it, that's when it's like. You gotta be on some nigga shit, like, yo, my man. Like, we got a problem here. What's the verdict?
Yeah.
I think we had already passed like the we can be cool stage because I done went to the old school bang on the wall shit. Like at 3:30 in the morning, and you got these speakers.
Oh, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Nah, you gotta say fuck you that wall.
You bang on the wall, you just piss me off. Like
you gotta say fuck
like,
that wall. You gotta go knock on the door.
Yeah, I feel like you on some Karen shit if you banging on the wall.
Like, yo, I got to get up for work in the morning, man. Like, come on, man. We neighbors. We both got to live here. Or fight fire with fire, nigga. They making loud. Turn your shit up.
Nah, because you
turn your shit up in the day. You said they like being up at 2, 3 in the morning, right? Turn your shit on up at the daytime when you think they sleeping shit.
Fact.
Fuck with them.
See if the vampires can roll it out.
Huh?
No, I would definitely do that.
Shit, yeah, I mean, they want to disturb your peace.
I play my music loud during the day. It's like, to me, it's certain shit that I shouldn't have to. That's not
play
a,
some Dilla.
That's not a conversation. Like, I don't know how to explain to somebody who asked me a stupid question that they question is stupid. Like, that shit fucks me up every time. Somebody say something to me that's stupid, and I had no response for it. It's like, I don't know how to go over and explain to somebody in any nice way that at 3:30 in the morning, your music shouldn't be on this loud. Like that to me is common sense, common knowledge. If I come over there to say that to you, I don't know how to say it in a respectful fashion. The first question is, what the fuck is
okay, well, shit. Don't say it in a fucking respectful fashion.
Common sense ain't that common.
Yeah. I ain't got time to be respectful. All right? I feel like this. If I come tell you once, I come tell you twice, yo, can you keep your music down? Can you play your music at a reasonable hour? Can y'all keep y'all partying down? And you basically still say, "Aight, cuz I got you." And then you go right back to doing the same shit I just asked you not to do. You basically being a dick. And I ain't got time for that either. So, yeah, I'm on bullshit now. Now, I'm on bullshit.
You also, too, got to remember, not saying nothing is almost like saying you cool with it.
Yeah. Basically.
Let me ask you this. If we cross into the realm of bullshit, because in my mind, that's the reason I probably haven't like approached them like directly at this point is that I'm anticipating it going to bullshit. And I'm like, I don't.
Hey, man, well, shit.
I don't want to go there. But that's where I'm anticipating it's going to go.
They might be soft as pudding over there. They just, you know what I mean? You never know.
Yeah.
They probably are, but they come across as some people who have no idea that anybody else in the world exists, and they
you
just,
said they white, right?
Yeah.
You a home? You a homeowner?
That says it all, right there.
You a homeowner?
It's an apartment building.
Nigga, become a snitch then.
I said, I wasn't trying to do that.
I'm not advocating that until you at least say something.
I'm definitely finna be a snitch to the property management, man. You're crazy as hell. Call me what you want.
Listen. If it came down to it, maybe. But me personally, I would knock on the door. Yo, listen, my man. I'm trying to sleep. Y'all getting out of pocket in this joint. I've been trying not to say nothing. Can you keep it down a little bit? They might be on the tip like, damn, I didn't know my shit was that loud, Slime. Like, I ain't know I was keeping you up. My bad. Pause. You know what I mean?
Man,
and they might turn it down for you. What? You won't know that until you go knock on the door. And you kind of got to be like, firm, but not like in an intimidating way for the first time. And like, man, you got to kind of be like, yo, listen, my man, like, you know what I mean?
Write
but not like, yo, you bitch ass niggas, like, you know what I mean?
Write an anonymous note to management, man.
When they take that letter to the cops and they figure out who wrote the motherfucker, then what?
Okay, so you get the little magazine cutouts.
This
and
nigga.
You put the little this words trip, together.
God damn. You done this shit before, saying, man.
I'm just saying, nigga, like... Like, shit, I've done it. I've done something similar, but that's another story for another day.
Let me find out, smash a whole rap. You know we going to get into that on Smash and Raw. You already know that. It's going to fuck down, son.
But you know, it's
you over here, you over here giving out ammo. It's going down.
Hey,
no calm way for me at this point. They've seen my daughter in the building, so they know I got a little girl over here with me. They don't know how often she here, so you never know when you... In the middle of the night, like it just at this point, like I would have to calm myself down to be able to approach anything cool. Because at this point in my mind, you know what you're doing, and you just continue to do it. So now, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like that's my first question. What the fuck is wrong?
The bad part is you already activated, so it ain't really like it ain't no calming you at this point because you let it go on too long. Like if you would have nipped that shit in the bud early, you probably wouldn't be so activated. That's why I'm a firm believer in no chances, no breaks. Like, soon as you piss me off, I'm saying something because me not saying something makes you believe that that shit is okay. And now when I get pissed, you're going to be trying to figure out why. But you know you're doing some nut-ass shit. So the first time you do or say some nut-ass shit, I'm checking you off the rip. And I ain't talking about checking you on the tip like, yo, you bitch-ass niggas. Like, nah, it's one of those, listen, man. Y'all out of pocket over there, Slime. Like, y'all doing a little bit too much. Nigga got to get up early in the morning. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate it if y'all keep it down a little bit. Now, the second time, it's going to be, yo, listen, my man, we already had a conversation. What's the verdict?
Yeah.
The third time is like, all right, cuz, the fuck?
And then, like, the third time is now I want to fuck your girl.
Exactly. Something.
That's smash default right there. I'm going to fuck your girl, nigga. Where your girl at?
I'm just saying, like, because maybe that's the only way you really gonna really understand that this shit is deadly. Like, nigga, like, I got a life too, nigga. Like, I hate when niggas, listen, I lived in a whole project building before. I don't play that shit. I got all these kids. I ain't got time for it. I got to deal with they noise and your shit. Oh, no, it's a problem. We not doing that.
You're right. I'm already activated. I'm already in with DEFCON 5. And at this point, at 3:30 in the morning, if I got to come knock on your door, I'm bringing something with me. Like, it's going to be difficult to have a regular conversation at this point. Because that's the perfectionist in me. I don't understand when other people don't understand the rules. Like, I don't have a way to process that. Like, how do you not know what you're doing? Is out of pocket. Like, you shouldn't be doing that shit. And now I got to come over here and explain to you some regular adult basic knowledge that at 3:30 in the morning, that's not the level that your music should be on. Or maybe if you want a hot box like that, do it outside on the balcony where that shit ain't coming through my vents. And, you know, I don't know how to say it at this point in a way that's going to be like, excuse me, sir. It would, you know, I would appreciate it.
Guys, oh, no. If you say that shit like that. If you say that shit like that, that nigga gonna be blowing that shit straight through the vent. He ain't gonna give a fuck at that point.
But I already know they soft because the knock on the wall always it turns it down. But it's like, why did you do it in the first fucking place? Like, why do I have to keep knocking on the wall? I shouldn't have to keep knocking on the wall at this point. You know I'm over here.
Is they playing like headbanger shit?
I don't know. Well, all I can hear is the bass. I seen them bring the speaker in, and I was like, yo, that's not an apartment speaker, nigga. Like, that's not some shit you play and you got somebody, you share a wall with a nigga. Like, that's not the, like, I don't understand how to explain to somebody that that's basic common sense. You live in an apartment building where you got people, you surrounded by other people. You got to keep your shit in your space. I don't give a fuck what you do in your apartment. You could, it could be a meth nest in there and it, whatever. Nice. Enjoy yourself. But when it started creeping into my space, you know, it's an issue. And I've let you know, you know what I'm saying, in a non-direct way. I need to go over there, but I just don't know how to go over there peaceful. But seeing as y'all, I know you done guys had some horror stories in Philly. And if you was in a shy project, I know you got some. What's your worst neighbor experience so far?
You know what? My worst neighbor experience wasn't even in Philly. It was in fucking Vermont.
Vermont?
No, New Hampshire. I was working in Vermont, but I was living in New Hampshire. And I had this motherfucking neighbor, like this bitch. Like, you know how you want to check somebody, but it's like, it's not even worth it. You know what I mean? And in New Hampshire, it's probably, including myself, it was like 8 niggas in the whole state. So it's like, it's a lot of you motherfuckers against me, so what the fuck do I really do? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But this bitch, like the first day I met the bitch, she was like, she asked me a question, I answered. She was like, oh, that's how you got here. Ooh. And in my mind, I'm like, smack this bitch in her shit one time, like, and she'll know never to speak to you again. But I'm like, nah, I can't fucking do it. But then this bitch, like, she started reporting me to the folks. She's like, telling them I'm smoking. We couldn't smoke in our houses, in our apartments and shit, right? It was a smoke-free campus type joint. So yeah. I would smoke outside. She was lying to these motherfuckers, telling them I'm smoking in the house, all types of shit. Like, this bitch just was nutty, nutty. Like, and like I said, I'm like 1 out of 8 niggas in the whole state. So ain't shit I could fucking do about it. So I ended up just fucking leaving. It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in Texas, so I got to, and I'm not in Houston or Dallas. Somebody say, like, Texas got,
I mean, at
the
least
most,
you got the Mexicans on your side. I ain't even had that.
They don't always, you know, some of them that could pass don't always fuck with us. You know, if they can slide onto that side, they do.
True that. True that.
I'm getting canceled with y'all. Fuck. Anyway, Smash, what's your worst, your worst project experience? Listen.
I don't know. I think I've always had good experiences with my neighbors for some reason.
You fuck somebody, girl. You fuck one of them, girl. You fuck somebody next door.
Okay,
neighbor.
So
there we go.
Look how quick the story just.
I lived in this project complex. This project complex out in Waukegan, and you know I was kind of like the plug, man. Like, I sold CDs and DVDs and all that shit. So, you know, a lot of these niggas, you know, broke ass niggas, and I purposely think they were sending their women to me and telling them to throw me in the ass for some movies and CDs. That's what I was feeling like, because these motherfuckers was coming in droves, niggas. So, I think, okay, so real quick, I'm a low down ass nigga, dog.
You hold on. The fact you said that shit like we don't know that.
I'm a low down ass nigga, right? So it was this girl. She used to come with her guy to buy movies and shit from me. And I mean, this girl was thick as hell, dog. Like, she was thick as hell. And I used to always be like, you know what? I'm gonna end up fucking her. For some strange reason, I kept telling myself that. So one day, buddy ass didn't come with her. She came by herself. Oh, that was all the opportunity I needed, right? Thick as hell. Now, I'm bogus because they come shop with me quite a lot. But at that point, it's like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? You sent your girl here. Your girl gonna get hit. It is what it is. So we ended up, I did ended up getting the yams, right? She had my motherfucking nose wide the fuck open, bro. I even brought this girl one of them little prepaid cell phones. Just so I could keep in contact with her, right? So I mean shit. That was what it was. Like, we was on that shit. So
I'm starting to realize you was Trick Tracy on the low, huh?
Nah, I ain't gonna say that because I mean the phone, it was a prepaid phone. I ain't give a fuck. And
nigga, you still bought this motherfucker a phone.
I got hella yams off that phone, so it was cool.
Trick right. Tracy ass nigga.
Hey man, I'll be that. I got a lot of yams up for being Trick Tracy, god damn it.
What's fucking me up is just the hood level of this story. First of all, what level of hood you gotta be that you bartering pussy for CDs and movies? Like, what the fuck is going on there? And then second, yeah, and you can trick on a joint with a prepaid cell phone. Like, she felt happy about, like, she was excited about that shit. Like, oh, this nigga got me.
Was excited, bro.
Cell phone.
Like, we used to sneak around quite a lot. So, but hold on, though.
Hold on. The fact that, nigga, you paid for pussy and CDs, like, what this bitch wanted to listen to that shit bad. Like,
nah, it was CDs and movies.
Please don't tell me it was a Ray J CD.
Nah. It was a bunch of CDs and shit. So one day, I guess Buddy Ass was coming. He was going to surprise her, come back to the crib and get some movies and shit, take it to the crib. She was already there. So
he came to your spot and she was there.
Yeah, he came to my spot. And she was leaving out.
All right.
So it was a big ass fight between them. I instantly closed my door and went on about my business. I let them have at it. You know what I'm saying? Because he already pretty much, he found the phone. But luckily for me, I never said my name in the phone or nothing like that. So he couldn't pinpoint that shit to me. But I feel okay, and this is the sad part about this story, right? This is the sad part. She was pregnant at the time with that nigga baby.
God damn. Okay.
And you hold on, wait. Time out, ref. Time the fuck out, ref. So you telling me she was pregnant and you still was paying this bitch in CDs for pussy. And you gave her a prepaid phone.
I wasn't paying her for nothing. Give her a few free movies here and there, maybe.
So you was paying her in CDs.
But
for some pussy. Hey,
what was the fight outside your apartment? Like, oh bitch, this ain't enough. Like, what, how many DVDs? This ain't enough DVDs. You ain't come back. I told you to come back with the Avengers. What the fuck is going on? Like,
no. Thanks. He didn't know that she was there. Like, he was wondering, like, he was finna get some movies and come surprise her and go to the crib and watch some movies. I don't know what type of surprise that shit was, but whatever. And she was coming out the crib and she was like fixing her shirt and shit like that. So as she coming out the crib, you know, I'm walking up to the door. I'm getting ready. He's turning the corner. He sees her coming out the crib fixing her shirt and shit. And it went up from there. Like, now, the ironic thing, like I said, is she was pregnant. They did have a kid before. And I don't know, man. This dude was crazy. I could see why she went with someone else. Dude ended up, and I got to find the damn news article. Dude ended up killing their son. They had a son. He beat the son to death. Not because of me. I was gone. Just putting that out there. I was gone. It had nothing to do with me. But I kind of feel like, you know what I'm saying? I kind of felt like I was her knight in shining armor, some type of shit. Cause whatever. But anyway, yeah. So that shit happened. He beat they son to death. He in jail now, according to what I've read. And it just made me feel like, yeah, this place is not for me. After that,
that's crazy, watching, man. I be trying so hard to not look at you as a scumbag, and then you make sure that nigga, you stay in that light. Like you refuse.
Did I tell you that refused. She was thick as hell, dog? Like she was thick as Nick, hell. She threw you the yams that, hold on. At me, dog.
The fact that her being thick really changed something. Nigga, she was pregnant. Of course she was thick. The fuck you mean?
No, nigga. That ass ain't had nothing to do with that baby, nigga. Okay? And when I was hitting it from the back, it was all soft and fluffy, nigga. It was like motherfucking cotton candy, nigga, on steroids. So, no, nigga, had nothing to do with that. But I did kind of feel bad, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, were you? You did.
I did.
At some point. I did,
first of all, you lying saying that you felt bad. Nigga, what you mean?
I kinda at times wondered if I'm lumping this baby upside the head. You know what I'm saying? Like, I felt
first of all, we're gonna disperse that myth. That shit does not happen.
So
you don't poke a baby in the motherfucking head.
I mean, you never know, nigga.
So let me just. This is why, like, for months, Smash has been like, "Man, Flan, you know what? I ain't good enough to be on your show." That's not it. This is it, nigga. This is the reason. Like, we talked about cancel culture. We threw out the alphabet. I said something about Mexicans. I've been talking about meth heads and white folks. All that shit was cool. Then you let Smash go off script, and this nigga tell a story about a baby getting beat to death. Like, this is what the fuck happens when I let this nigga on my show.
Wait a minute. We was talking about the worst fucked up neighbors we've had. That was the situation. But no.
So you was the fucked up neighbor. What you mean?
No, nigga. I was literally in this complex fucking everybody, bitch, and I ain't getting no fuck. I felt bad.
You was the fucked up neighbor.
Why? No, nigga. Do you bring sand to the beach?
Man, get the fuck. So hold on, nigga. So you telling me I can't be married and live next door to you, nigga? Like I'm the villain because I got a girlfriend. Ain't that about a bitch?
Yeah, who the fuck says pregnant, these things? You don't care what it is, nigga. You don't care if we got a happy home.
Hey, hold up, nigga. You just listen to this nigga's story and then you at first ask, "What can we expect from the Smash and Raw show?" This shit right here, nigga.
Okay, but here's the thing. When I told y'all I felt bad, I did. Because I was...
No, you didn't.
I was definitely going in these yams raw. Okay? So that's what I felt bad about.
Nigga, have you ever not hit something raw? The fuck?
Yeah. I don't think you can spell condom, nigga. I really don't.
If we put a condom on the screen right now, you wouldn't even know what the fuck it is. Then nigga would be like, "What is that?
What is that?
Is that a hat?
Hey man,
is that a rock? Listen. What is that? Is that a relic?
I fucked a lot of them project hoes, and then I look back and be like, yo, I had no morals, dog. Like,
no, you clearly didn't, though. You clearly
had or don't have no morals.
Oh, I got morals now. I got
fuck
morals.
Out of here.
I got morals now. Okay? I'm learning. I've grown. Being around Flan has really worked with my chi. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm learning. It's a work in progress. You know what I'm saying? I don't intend to go fuck my customers. It wasn't an intention. It just happened.
I believe that was absolutely an intention. You had that on the price list. Like, I'm selling them 2 for $5, or you can give me some head and walk away with a couple.
Thanks.
No, and you know what? I did. Listen. I felt bad because at the time I was living with my baby mama. So I felt bad.
So another wrinkle. All right. So, so you smashing the pregnant girlfriend of your downstairs neighbor in an apartment that you shared with your baby moms for CDs and movies. Okay. All right. You know, all right. Yeah. I asked what to expect from the Smash and Raw podcast, and I got exactly. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Like, that's on me.
Hey, bro, listen. I can't be the only one that done fucked their neighbors, man. Come on, man. Let's not do this.
Okay? Not nothing that was in a situation.
I mean, if it was happy, then it wouldn't have been a situation with me. So don't blame me, nigga. Blame yourself for your woman not being satisfied, nigga. Shit.
I shouldn't ask this question. I don't know why I'm asking this question.
I'm supposed to turn it down because you're in a relationship or because you married? What?
I really don't want to know the answer to it, but I got to ask. What movie would get you the most ass? Like, what was the joint that you were like, yeah, I got this. I got that new Sixth Sense. Like, what was the one that you waved and it was like, it was a panty drop?
I ain't going to lie, bro. I had a lot. Listen, like, I could pretty much get any movie that was out. So it didn't matter if it was 10 years old or 20 years old or whatever. But I ain't going to lie. What really, 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 really got motherfuckers on it? Kings of Comedy.
Niggas was fucking for
Kings. I don't know why. I think I sold more Kings of Comedy than probably any other movie that wasn't in the show at the time.
I can believe that, because when that joint first came out, that shit definitely was buzzing like crazy. You know what I used to hate, though? I used to hate when, like, back when I used to go to barbershop, this was a long time ago, back when I used to go to barbershop, and the DVD boy walk in, right, and he opened a book, and, like, nigga, don't nobody want to see the front of the book. Turn to the back of the book where the fucking porno's at, nigga. Like, ain't nobody in the barbershop trying to buy no regular ass movies, cause like none of us want that shit. We want the fucking pornos. And a nigga have like three in there. Like, nigga, you just said you was selling DVDs three for ten. Nigga, why you coming here with three pornos? Like, what the fuck is you doing? Is,
a lot of these motherfuckers in the project buildings was pregnant. So what the fuck? Like, all they did was fuck anyway. Why would I pass up on this opportunity?
Like, one, because they're pregnant.
I don't give a fuck.
Scumbag ass niggas. Like I said, scumbag.
At least I know I can't get them pregnant twice, nigga. That was my thinking at the time. Okay? I've evolved. I don't think like that no more.
I don't know how the fuck we're going to do this show. I don't know how we're going to do it. This is going to be a struggle. Doing this show with this nigga, it's gonna be fun, but it's gonna be a struggle. It's gonna be a journey.
You ain't never seen a chick pregnant by another nigga that you didn't want to hit. I'm confused.
Not once.
Tripping. Because I'm gonna tell you right now.
I remember years ago, man. I met this chick, right, and we chopping it up, and we talked on the phone a couple times, and she was like, she finally told me after like probably like a week of us talking, she was like, yeah, I'm like 2 months pregnant right now. And I'm like, oh, all right, that's what's up. You know what I mean? And instantly, soon as she said that, she got put in the friend zone off the rip to me.
Why?
You know what I'm saying? Because that's just me. Because, like, I'm just not doing it. Like, it's the principle behind it for me. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't have a lot of morals, but I did stand on that one.
Okay,
you know
what I mean? What if the nigga ain't in the picture no more?
He wasn't.
Okay, so what?
She was trying to get me to hit, and I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. She was like, damn, that's fucked up. You ain't going to fuck me just because I'm pregnant. I'm like, that's exactly why I'm not going to fuck you. Like, I got your number because I wanted to fuck you. Like, you probably was better off not saying nothing and let me hit once. And if it was good enough, I might have thought about that shit like, damn, like. You know what I mean? I might have hit again after I hit the first time after you told me. Because at that point, I didn't already cross that bridge. But the fact that you told me first, you know what I'm saying? That's like you walking and you walk down the street and you see a pack of dogs foaming at the mouth. Nigga, you ain't going to keep walking down there. But if you already walked past the motherfuckers before you saw them foaming at the mouth, it is what it is type shit. Like, that's how I looked at it.
Yeah, every time I'm around y'all, I realize I lived a sheltered life. You know,
listen. Pregnant vagina is the best vagina. You know what?
Nigga, I got two baby moms. I know what it feels like.
We are not staying on this topic. We are not. It's not happening. Not on my show. No, no. But again, like I said, I lived a sheltered life. I have never bartered no movie for some ass, nothing like that. I did fuck somebody in a movie theater watching Kings of Comedy, though.
Me too.
I remember that.
But listen, right? we have all paid for vagina in some way, shape, or form in our lifetime.
Everything has a cost.
All right? Some way, indirectly or not. I ain't never told a chick, here's $100, I'm putting it on the table, let's fuck. No, I've never done that. But if you want to use what you got to get what you want, who am I to take that right away from you?
No, I would tell you, some pussy I could get for a DVD is some pussy I don't want. I just, that's just me. That's just who I am.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, that's kind of crazy.
This
bitch bartered some pussy for a fucking DVD.
Well, like, it ain't like, okay.
Bananas.
Like, okay, she was dealing with a broke ass nigga, and you know, she needed, I came through in her time of need. She needed entertainment for the kiddos and shit like that. Here I am in her time of need. Her knight in shining armor. Okay.
Hey, welcome to the Niggas I Know podcast, Smash and Raw. This is, I didn't know what was going on. This is why I usually have outlines or scripts for these episodes. I can keep them in a certain, I keep them in a lane. This shit is gone like way, I don't know where the fuck we at right now. I know people got things to do, and I can't let Smash have no more rope. So, fuck, I don't even, y'all got me all fucked up right now. Anyway.
Come on, man. Ask some more questions, man. Come on, man.
Nah. Yo, tell the people where they can find you, Bix, man. Give them your closing thoughts. Please don't talk about no more kids getting beat to death.
So you go cut the show short, man. Come on, man. Ask some more questions, man. I got time.
Raw got somewhere to be.
So y'all know y'all my only friends right now, man.
I'm gonna have you back. Smash, because we gotta talk about the black way. Well, and Roy, you can be on that episode too. We gotta talk about the black man's experience going through a divorce.
Facts.
Oh, all yeah, right, we can definitely do that. We can definitely do that.
Bet the House podcast is in the building. We on all platforms. Look out for me. We out here. 300 episode is on the way.
Congrats.
Always betthehouse.com is the website. Go support our YouTube. And check us out, man. You know? Cause we are part of essential. We are the essential workers. You know what I'm saying? We keep the day rolling. So y'all need us. So support us and we here.
Yeah, if you one of them crazy people that heard that story and was like, man, I would like to hear more of them. Check out Bet the House podcast, because that's what he does. That's what he does.
No, it actually ain't. It ain't what he do on his podcast. He a whole different fucking person on his show.
He wait to get on my wholesome ass show and drop some shit like that. Niggas. Bro, they already know you, but tell them what they need to know.
Listen, man, y'all already know I'm everywhere and nowhere at the same motherfucking time, man. It's your boy. Raw Sass, host of the All on the Table podcast. I just want to say to all of my nigga Plan fans out there, you know what I'm saying? Every time he do his show, he thank y'all for being here with him. And for some reason, y'all motherfuckers ain't come watch my show yet. I feel some type of way. Like, he thanked y'all for being here. The least y'all could do is come check out my show too.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Because he on my show all the time, you know what I'm saying? Voice of reason ass nigga.
Fuck up
you
know with that.
That type of shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like Carlton. It's like that episode where Will left Carlton in the hood and he came back. Carlton had the bandana on and all types of shit.
Yeah.
The level of disrespect, right? The level of disrespect. Nah, but I appreciate y'all.
You know you my nigga, Flan. You already know that.
For hanging out with me. Like I said, yeah, check out all the content. Like, check out the Bet the House podcast, All on the Table podcast. Hit up Opulence Radio. Check out the Happy Hour, the Smash and Raw show. Like I said, I'm going to be on there on Sundays. Yeah. Like, you could just tune into Opulence whenever, and you're going to catch something dope. So yeah, follow my people.
24 hours of dope content 7 days a week. Fact. And twice a week on Tuesdays and Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., I curated some underground mixes. So it's all music my choice that I picked, you know what I'm saying, for hours straight, all dope underground hip-hop and R&B, like Opulence Radio. If you ain't got the app by now, y'all, plan. Stop playing with them and download the app and tune the fuck in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and on that note, I'll say this. You definitely want to get the app because somebody used peer pressure. They told me that Raw Sass had some tracks on Opulence Radio and that I needed to, you know, throw something in there. And so there is a Flan exclusive. You just might have to listen for 24 hours straight and hope you catch it. But, you know, download the app.
Oh, you might catch a track. There's definitely... See, the crazy part is this nigga didn't even notice, but there is some J-Dot Flan in the mix. Oh, yeah. There is some J-Dot Flan in the mix. You know what I'm saying?
He ain't tell me that. Yeah, I love making music. I hate performing and, like, sharing it, like letting people hear the shit. Like I make it for me. So it's gonna be an experience if people get out there and start noticing I actually made music.
Oh, and July 23rd, the 4C conference. Make sure y'all show up because Flan doing a whole concert that day. It's going to fuck down.
I got a whole Kirk Franklin medley prepared for you. I might throw some Fred Hampton in there. I'm doing a little bit of everything.
We're
going to have a revival in that motherfucker.
Facts.
We're going to have the opposite of Freaknik up in there.
And we bringing Freaknik back for one night only. Okay? Hosted by Big Smash, the Cleveland Freaknik going down. You know, way away from there, but in Cleveland. You know? Sponsored by the good people over there at All on the Table Pod.
Facts.
Yeah, I need to get a condom sponsor.
He can't participate in it, but he can sponsor it. You know?
Exactly.
Sponsored by Trojan.
Exactly.
I need to get your Trojan Lifestyles, one of them motherfuckers in there.
No. Ain't none of that. Just raw love.
Sponsored by Plan B. Hey, anyway, if y'all made it this far, you the real MVP. I apologize. But yeah, man, hit up the one
ever coming on this man show together again ever. He is not putting us on his shit together ever again. This is a one time only thing. Yo, ladies and gentlemen,
the crazy part is most people don't like the two of us together on their show. It is what it is. And the crazy part is they enjoy the show, but at the same time, they like, yo, I can't have YouTube niggas together. We just can't be doing that. And I'm pretty sure the White Pants Society right now is trying to figure out what the fuck just happened.
Because I think if you wasn't here, Raw, he would have stuck to that little poetry slam shit that he came on here with and tried to
be... No, he wouldn't.
Cool, brother.
No, he wouldn't. No, see, that's the... That's the 42 fake out. He started the episode with the
brother to the night, the Lorenz tape.
Yeah, what's they call that shit? The love session, the overnight love session. One of them type of DJs. He started off with that voice, and then he always fuck up because he fucks somebody's chick, so he got to fuck the shit up somehow.
But man, y'all check out the whatistws.com merch store, whatistws.com/store. It is the summer of the algorithms. The coupon code algorithm will get you 20% off your order. That's ALGORITHM. Google it, something like that. Help me send Sheffy Lee's to Disney World or one of the other places she want to go, soccer cleat, something. Like, yeah, just buy a shirt. Buy a shirt. They there. But until we speak again, y'all be safe, be easy, be the light. And know this, if you know nothing else, do not leave your girl around Smash, and I fucking love you. Holla.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then, you might realize it later. Love.